All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. I am glad that you are here. We turn the calendar pages into February. Just like that, the sun is lasting a little bit longer. The buds are coming out on the trees in different places. So watch out. Spring is going to show up soon. Well, glad you're here. I pray that these few moments that we're together provide a little inspiration and hope. A little bounce in your step, a little deep thought for some fuel in your life as you go about your workaday world. Well, I want to share a quote from a book called Swimming in the Sun. And we all struggle at different things, but one of the deep struggles is the journey of faith. And so here's the quote. The most difficult time for any Christian to keep the dream of God alive and bear witness to the kingdom is during a time of profound doubt, confusion, questioning, and anxiety. And during such moments of mystery, common sense fails. Logic and good reasoning fall short. So a person is challenged to a faith walk in the darkness. I think this is profoundly true when we are really struggling with doubt, confusion, questioning, anxiety. Our sense fails. Our logic and good reasoning fall short. And so we muddle around, hitting our feet on the edges of things, looking for that light switch to again enlighten our day, our mind. But it's a lot of searching that we have to do. And so where do we turn? And what is it that we can grasp onto during doubt, confusion, questioning, and anxiety? Well, I think number one, the circle of people in our life. We need not be shy of reaching out and connecting or reconnecting or making that extra call, because it actually is life to do that. Number two, sometimes we find our life through the listening and what's being reflected back to us. And we sometimes have to take that into our hand and mull it around and really consider all of it. But again, our answer often comes from outside. And we have to then take that into ourself and process what it could mean for us. But it's a holistic way of being. Reaching out, connecting, listening, considering. And with each of those things, that pathway, that light begins to emerge. The season begins to change. And so we're encouraged on this day as we live in all that we don't understand or that we have questions about, to consider our thoughts because they become words. To consider our words because they become actions. To consider our actions because they become habits. To consider your habits because they become character. And to consider your character because it becomes your legacy. And with each of those steps, one to the next, we recognize that hope is born in and through us. And so hold on to the gift of hope on this day. Keep the dream of God alive. Yes, the dream of God alive within you. All right, good day.